offer you this lesson from Unity of the Keys Spiritual Center. The three faces of God and the power of understanding. Over these last few weeks, we have been exploring the works presented to us by Paul Wilbur, his works from Integral Spirituality. The three faces of God, as described as three perspectives of God, three ways of holding God, three ways of thinking about God, though we know there is one presence and one power, one God, and it's Ken Wilbur, not Paul Wilbur. Ken Wilbur. Been saying it for weeks, and when I said it, it was like, that is so wrong. Ken Wilbur. So in the first week, we explored the first face of God. This is in the first person. I am, the great I am. And then there's the second person of God, and that's you. And that's the beloved other. And there's the third face of God, and that's the infinite God, the God all-powerful. Not personal, but everywhere present, kind of separate and apart from us. And so we explored in detail this third face of God and what that might look for us. And it was reminiscent for many of us on what we first learned when we attended church, that there was a power, one power, out here, ever present, watching us. We might think about it as the great web of life, universal mind, divine idea, is out here. And it was comforting to know that that presence was there, and yet there was lacking in our lives this personal connection. The next face of God we explored together was the second face of God, and that was the beloved other. And we had Mary Ellen and Aaron come forward and do a skit for us to show us how uncomfortable we sometimes are with this personal connection. When we talk about it, it sounds wonderful, but when we're speaking one-on-one and someone says, I've got to go home, got an appointment with Jesus, we start to get a little squirrely about it, don't we? And so we talked about what that face might look like, what we might picture, because as soon as we sit in conversation, our mind is going to paint a picture for us. And so we explored how it doesn't matter what that picture is. They don't have to be the same among us, nor does it have to be the same from day to day. It's the Christ consciousness, no matter how it is picturing. If it's picturing in the Buddha, or the Jesus laughing, or the Jesus with the children, or Ganesh, or grandmother, whatever. Whatever we hold as beloved other, as that intimate connection. And then last week we got to explore the first face of God, and that's the great I am. And, oh, we reveled in that because that's our world, is it not? That's the thought, the new thought arena. That's our home. And for many of us, that is what was the true blessing. For we knew about the God out here, the infinite God. And we may or may have not been comfortable with that intimate God. But to discover that there's an innermost God, an essence within us that we can never be separate from, that we've never been separated from. Only our not knowing, only our own unawareness. And by simply turning within and acknowledging that divinity, we're aware of our connection. And so we reveled in that as students of unity. I know I did. I basked in that, knowing that I was never alone and never could be alone. And because of that, it's part of our mission statement, it's part of many mission statements that we want to see people awake to their inner divinity. But because of that, we sometimes get locked into that and think that's all there is, the innermost. And we disregard the infinite God and the intimate God. And in the work of Ken Wilbur, that's what he discovered, that within religions, most religions will embrace one or two faces of God, but not all three, and will actually reject whatever it is that they do not embrace. And I have found that true for myself as well. I'm so careful about the wording. Tim and I work on the songs and we look at, you know, is it talking about God's eyes and hands? And we don't want to paint a picture of God, a big person in the sky. And it reminds me of when I was in seminary. I had a professor, if we can hold Dr. Tom in prayer, he's in the hospital right now. Dr. Reverend Tom Shepherd. And he liked to goad his students a little bit because he wanted to get us excited. He didn't want us to go through school just repeating what we read and taking someone else's truth. So he'd say, what difference does it make, the words? The words don't matter. You know, at Christmas time, we all sing, We Three Kings of Orient Are, and we don't think we're kings and we don't think we're from the Orient. And I would respond with something like, well, if we sang it every day, or if we sang it every week, there'd be some of us with crowns and we'd be looking for our relatives in the Orient. Because we say our words have power, do they not? So either they do or they don't. Words have power. So we're always looking for that consistency. And through looking for that consistency, we sometimes reject that which doesn't seem to fit, not knowing that it all fits. Myrtle and Charles Fillmore taught infinite God, intimate God, and innermost God. We're just so delighted with that innermost God that that's where we want to spend our time. And so through the power of understanding, we can open our hearts to accept that which perhaps we have rejected in the past. Now, as we've been looking at the 12 powers, we've come to understand that the disciple that Charles Fillmore connected with the power didn't mean necessarily that that was what they showed, what they gifted all the time. And we see that with Thomas, doubting Thomas. For Thomas, the disciple Thomas, doubted the resurrection. Even when he had proof, even when Jesus was with him, he doubted the resurrection. So the power of understanding doesn't mean never having any doubt or resistance. It means walking through that doubt and resistance with an open heart and coming out on the other side. And so through our lessons, we use the power of understanding to take us through some exercises, some spiritual tools, so that we could open our heart to a greater way to the three faces of God. And so the first week we worked with reflection. Reflection with the third face of God. Reflecting on the sun and the moon and seeing God there. Reflecting on nature, on music, art, and seeing God there. Not just there, but everywhere. We allowed ourselves to be a little bit of a pagan. We're going to see God everywhere, because that's the truth. One God everywhere present. We allowed ourselves to be wowed, allowed to wow, to sit in that acknowledgement, that grandeur. And then the next week, we looked at the second face of God, the intimate connection, as devotional. And this is the one we kind of danced around a little bit. And we talked about opening our heart, spending time sitting with the awareness and connecting with the presence of the divine and conversing, having a conversation. And then basking in that awareness of infinite being, of who we are, of who you are. And this past week, I've had three different types of situations that have opened myself up to using that, to participating in the devotional. The first one was following meditation, and I just felt so blissed out, I decided to have a conversation with Jesus. And that makes you a little, doesn't it? Saying it, it's a little different. I was sitting in my chair, and he was sitting there. We talked a little bit. We basked in one another's presence, aware, and I just delighted in knowing Jesus was with me. And then the second occasion was I was going to have a difficult conversation. I was trying to prepare myself for that, and I was walking, and it just came to me, and I was walking with Jesus, grabbed Jesus' hand. He was going with me. I needed help. I needed to say the right words. I wanted to stay in that presence of love. He was going with me, and he did. And then during this past week, I had some hurt and grief to work through. Again, I invited that presence, that intimate, personal presence to be with me, and it was so comforting. So I am so excited about this whole concept of the three faces of God and how we can embrace it and how we can expand our spirituality and live in more spiritual wholeness by embracing all three. And then, yes, last week we looked at the first face of God, that innermost God, and the power of affirmative prayer, the great I am, making those I am statements, and the power of meditation, taking time away to go within, to release any connections to the outward distractions, and to allow ourselves the awareness of the oneness. And we had some tools last week that you picked up on centering prayer, which is really meditation. If you weren't here last week, I believe there's some still at the back of the room. So we looked at all of these tools, reflection, devotional, the I am statements and prayers and meditation, as being there for us to embrace and to enhance our spiritual lives. As we turn to scripture this morning, we're looking at 1 Corinthians, one of my favorites, everybody's favorite. It's such a beautiful letter. And in 1 Corinthians 14, the 15th verse, I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my understanding. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with my understanding. We take it all with us. The power of understanding is part of who we are. And we take all of our powers into every situation to support us and to help guide us in stepping into our greatness, in being more true to who we are as beautiful, blessed children of God. Now today we're going to do something unusual. Now this is not unheard of in a Unity Church. It's rare, but it's not unheard of, for we're going to have the opportunity for baptism. And this was truly inspired by the three faces of God. Now, as baptism, as we look at the Bible, as I did my study and research and meditation, I learned that baptism actually goes back before the time of Jesus' birth. There were cleansing rituals, washing rituals within Judaism prior to the birth of Jesus, and that John the Baptist was actually the first one that kind of called it baptism. And he was a Jewish prophet himself, and he baptized individuals, Jews, and foreigners in the Jordan River. And he was asking Israel to repent from their evil ways, to be washed away of what they've been doing, and to be reborn again anew. And he made the way for Jesus to say, this is the Messiah. And Jesus began his ministry with baptism. So for many, baptism represents a new start, a fresh start. Baptism is an outward expression of an inner conviction. And that inner conviction varies from person to person, religion to religion. What this ceremony represents is an awakening, a new beginning, and a healing. If we have anything to heal from our religious past or anything in our past, anything that comes up that we've been struggling with the reflection, with devotional, with the I am statements or meditation. This is to represent a new start. For we have a new start every moment of our days, every day. And so may this be for you, if you choose to come forward, to represent your commitment and your connection with a dauntless, powerful, intimate, personal God. And this has been created in three parts to represent the three faces of God. We have a bowl here, a basket of flower petals that have been gifted to us by our friends, the flower shop, Gourmet Nibbles. They represent the third face of God, nature, that infinite God. And so as you come forward, you can dip your hands into the flowers, you can take some petals. This represents the third face of God. And then we have precious oil I'll anoint with. And this was gifted to us by Nandi and Jason Moore. This is frankincense, powerful, rich essence oil. Oil is that condensed essence of nature, and it's meant to be experienced by the senses. And so touching it on our skin is that intimate reminder that God is that close and personal. And frankincense has the power of the senses to open ourselves up, to release resistance. And then the first face of God is represented by water. Water that has been blessed, that I have said prayers and intention over. It has spent time in our prayer chapel this morning. So as you come to this bowl, this represents the innermost God. For our bodies are made up 60% of water. Over half our bodies are water. So you can dip your fingers in. You can splash them around. Whatever you choose to do. I invite now two members of our Unity of the Keys Key Leadership Program to assist, Deborah Butler and Naomi Hazeltine. And our music team this morning is going to perform a song for us that I believe this may only be the second time it's ever been performed anywhere. For it was created, it was written by Unity Minister Michael Gott, specifically for the Three Faces of God. And he performed it at convention this year. So we'll invite our music team to come forward first before they go up to perform for us. Our ushers will assist the rows starting at the front. We'll have individuals come up row by row. We'll come this way, the right side of the sanctuary, follow across, and then exit on this side. And so as the ushers direct you to come up row by row, you can participate in the blessing. And I am going to turn my mic off so that I can bless quietly.
Infinite God, in whom we live and move and have our being. Intimate God, you are always with us. Innermost God, we are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. Infinite God, in whom we live and move and have our being. With us, innermost God, we are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. Infinite God, in whom we live.
This is Reverend Debrie Toms. If you felt spiritually fed by this lesson, please feel free to hit the Donate Now button. And if you are ever in our area here in Key West, please drop in. God bless you on your journey.